Hey, it's Zach. It's the Best Advice Show, in which each episode I feature a different guest who has some actionable advice for you. Today's episode contains the word podcast or podcasting 47 times. It's a very podcasty podcast because my guest is podcast guru Ariel Nissenblatt. Ariel is a mover and shaker in the podcast space, the marketing side, the business side, the community building side, and the hosting side. Her latest project is Trailer Park, the podcast trailer podcast, where she and her co-host feature podcast trailers. If you work in podcasting, you likely know Ariel, but back in 2017, she was an unknown player in these parts. And by hearing about how Ariel made her way to where she is today, I think it's going to help you figure out how to carve out your own niche in whatever you're interested in. And when you hear her say podcast or podcasting, just replace that word with whatever is relevant to you. Like politics, accounting, marketing, whatever.
I moved to Los Angeles, realized that I wanted to work in podcasting because I was driving to my jobs in LA and was stuck in traffic constantly and was listening to podcasts constantly.
Which ones?
And
at the time?
At the time, it was like Radiolab, the Memory Palace, 99% Invisible, This American Life, sort of your typical onboarding ramp of left-leaning or, you know, apolitical podcasts. And yeah, I loved it, was passionate about listening, was passionate about talking to people about podcasts, and decided that I wanted to do whatever I could to work in podcasting, but I didn't know what that meant at the time. And I thought that the only way in was to be a producer, was to work for, you know, The Ringer or Wondery or NPR. You know, my mom was like, you got to work for NPR. It's, you know, it's a name brand. It's a recognized brand. And I was like, okay, yeah. I'd love to, of course, love to work for NPR at the time. And I applied. Nothing was happening because I had no experience as a producer. I was just a listener. And I think my applications reflected that, obviously. They reflected that I was hungry, which was good, but they did not reflect any sort of experience because I had no experience. And I think I was hoping for an internship or an apprenticeship.
I can never say that word.
I was hoping for something.
Apprenticeship is a hard word.
Yeah, it's a tough
word. Edited is also a very hard one. Edited. I edited it.
It's too many of the same syllables. I edited it. Yeah, so I built my own job, and that's why we're here today, I think.
Amazing. So at what point did you realize you were, like, creating a job for yourself?
I always – what I decided was that I was going to continue looking for full-time jobs.
Okay, so you're working a bunch of jobs. You're applying for jobs that you're probably not qualified for, and then you begin to do what?
I start a podcast recommendation newsletter, and I start it thinking that it's going to be this great collective of people who love podcasts who all want to come together and discuss podcasts.
Okay, so you're building this newsletter project while at the same time holding down a number of, like, part-time jobs that you don't care too much about, right?
Yeah, I am working a bunch of jobs until, I want to say, mid-2018. Basically, what happened was I'm building this newsletter. I'm working really hard to, like, get every possible meeting with anybody who would talk to me about podcasts. A lot of informational interviews, a lot of how did you get to where you are today? Let me buy you a coffee type situations. I spoke to producers. I spoke to, you know, people on the business side of podcasting. I spoke to reporters, really, truly anybody. And this is really where I learned how to not feel awkward when chatting with somebody about jobs. Like, I think growing up in the 90s and early 2000s, it was, like, not cool to be earnest and thankful. And now I am so earnest and thankful for everything. And I, like, wear that on my sleeve. And I think it's cool. I think it's cool to thank people for their time.
Totally.
And I got really used to doing that and really used to going up to people and being like, I really admire your work. And even if it comes off weird at the time, those people tend to remember that and then think of you positively if you email them with a request or just a question later. So, yeah, so that's what I was doing in 2017 and 2018 until in November of 2017, had the idea that co-working spaces should have podcasts associated with them. And I wanted to basically be a podcast librarian or a podcast liaison for people working at co-working spaces. So I cold emailed a bunch of different co-working spaces and was basically like, hi, I know a lot about podcasts. Can I be your podcast person? And I had a few really great conversations. And then one place in particular, Village Workspaces, was like, hi, can you build us a studio? And I just said yes, even though I had no experience doing that.
Okay, so now Arielle is working for this co-working space. She's also teaching Hebrew school and working for this guy named Alan. So she's doing all of this, but really just thinking a lot about how to grow her podcast newsletter.
At the time, I was using the newsletter to go to podcast conferences. One of the earliest things that I did that really set me on a path to success was I reached out to the organizers of Podcast Movement, which is a really big podcast conference. And I said, can I advertise for Podcast Movement in exchange for a free ticket to the event? Because it was taking place in Anaheim that year. I was living in LA. They said yes. That was huge. And I got to go. And when I was there, I met people that I'm still in touch with to this day, people that have hired me, people that I have like become good friends with. It is really every single thing that I've done has built on from the thing prior. And it's all, you know, I think it all traces back to this newsletter, which all traces back to my love for podcasts.
And at what point are you able to stop having other jobs and start working as a full-time podcast marketer, consultant, guru that you are today?
I got hired full-time at the co-working space with the podcast studio in early 2018, I want to say January of 2018. And then I worked there full-time while doing earbuds on the side, while also teaching Hebrew school. But I did have this full-time job, and I could officially say I was working in the podcast space in 2018. And then in 2019, I started working at CastBox, which is a podcast listening app. And I met them, of course, at Podcast Movement when I was walking around my first year in 2017, going around to all of the expo hall booths and being like, hi, what do you do? Can I have free swag and also your business card? So I worked for them for a little over a year, and I was helping to organize the app. So when you log onto a podcast listening app and you see all the podcasts that are being featured, I was somebody who was figuring out which podcast should be featured, which is really how I got started thinking about podcast marketing. And then in 2020, during the pandemic, I started working at Squadcast, which is the platform that we're using to record this right now. And there I do community management, and I also manage the weekly podcast, weekly YouTube channel, blog, events, lots of other things.
Holy cow.
So I work in the podcast space now.
You sure do.
Honestly, the way I've been inspired a lot is by listening to other podcasts. So I'm sure I listened to How I Built This early on. I'm sure I listened to Masters of Scale. I'm sure I listened to all of the business related podcasts and gleaned little pieces of information from the people who were being interviewed about how they got to where they were that day. But then also from the people that I was having conversations with. Every single person has inspired me a little bit. And I never think anything is a waste of time. I always think even if I was bored a little bit, I still gained something from being at this interview, meeting, whatever.
You can find Arielle Nissenblatt on Twitter. She is constantly tweeting about podcasting. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode helped you think more clearly about where you want to go next professionally, creatively, and how you want to do it. Hopefully you'll feel more comfortable being earnest after hearing Arielle talk about that. I think that's a very important point. I'm here to help you. And if my show is helping you, I would love for you to become a patron that will directly support the production of this show, which I do 100% independently. To become a Best Advice Show patron, go to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/bestadviceshow. That's patreon.com/bestadviceshow. And you can choose a tier at which to support me. $5 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month. It's so helpful. I love making this show. I want to keep making it for you. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you soon.